Welcome back to the Grinder, folks. I am Addison with the one and only.
I always cough up a lot. Let me introduce myself. I'll take it from here. James Chapman.
James Chapman. So, James, yeah. let's base things off of maybe somebody hasn't heard our podcast before and they want to know a little bit about you and they want to know a little bit about me. What you got there, James?
I am James Chapman, as I've already said once. I'll go ahead and tell you again. All right. I just celebrated 20 years in the insurance industry. I love it. I didn't always love it, but I came to love it and started out 19 years old, commission-only agent. I was really good at sales, as Zig Ziglar says. I was selling everything, the furniture, the cars, the dog, just trying to make ends meet, right? So worked for an agent for 8 years, went to open my own shop, done that for the past 11, and then actually came back and merged with the guy I started with. So we came together and just created this new thing and just digging hard. I love what I do. I love business development. And so we're a full service agency, four different locations around the Atlanta metro area to serve our clients. And that's me in a nutshell.
That is. For myself, been in the real estate industry for a couple years. I've been selling real estate for the past 9 or so years and built up a team of a couple agents, a couple admin staff, and been doing pretty good for the past couple years, working on building this thing up. We do cover north and south of Atlanta and everywhere else in between. So if you are in need of real estate or real estate questions or answers, we can help you out. So with that being said, James, back to the normal progress and process of the podcast. What's been going on?
Well, you know, we've been gone for a couple of weeks. People have probably been wondering, what happened to those grinder guys? They ain't grinding. We've been grinding.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't been here, right? So Addison's been on vacations, and I've been working really hard.
Don't say vacations like he's been gone for so
many. Every time I turn around, dude, you're gone somewhere.
Okay, yes, that I do have vacations coming up. However, the vacation itself was just simply a vacation. I was gone for a week, maybe.
Look, I would just tell you, if you're looking for a new industry and your sales motivated and you like a really good work-life balance, or maybe I should say, work-life balance. If you like a good home and then work balance, heavy on the home and vacations, real estate sounds like it's the game, okay? Yeah, I'm just saying, as a novice, outside looking in, it just seems like the game. That's all I'm saying. If you want to work way too much and potentially develop a drinking problem, insurance is a game for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I make it look good, and I think you make it look good. So it is what it is.
I'm having some fun, everybody. I'm in a great mood today.
So, James, why are you in such a great mood?
I don't know. I just live in the moment. I'm in a good mood. No, I'm in a good mood because I got things cranking, man. I'm feeling a little bit of peace now. So I've been so overloaded. I've been looking for an assistant to help me. And you know what? I've been denying the fact my wife, the one and only Danny D, was like, I'll help you. And finally I quit resisting. I was like, okay, but just for a little while, like things are good for us. I don't want you coming in here. And then, you know, all we do is just talk work. Like, I don't want that for our life. Like right. we're in a good place. So we set some good parameters around it. She's helping me get some backlog stuff done. I'm feeling light as a feather.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Definitely look a little bit chipper. Feel good. You look like you feel good. Yeah. Taking care of some business, and that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's right. What's the topic today, James? What do you want to cover?
I can just tell you one of the struggles I'm dealing with right now, trying to work through, and I do not have my head wrapped around it.
Let's go.
I do not. Team, my team. I got different locations, different team members at each location. They've become, not become, it has been siloed. They've been siloed, and I'm trying to get them to like work better together, better. They don't know each other truly. You know what I mean? It's different when you work beside somebody every day and then you work in the same company as somebody. You don't know the other person. You know what I mean? And then like, so you make assumptions about them or what a situation may be. And it's, and with, we're growing like crazy and there's a ton of pressure everywhere else. What amplifies your issues? I guess that's the thing, really. If you're growing and you're moving, if you have issues, it normally will amplify them. If everything's getting stressed and strained, right? It's going to amplify that stuff. So that's what I'm dealing with currently. But I do see it as an opportunity.
Cool. So, I mean, if you've got, how many folks you got?
25.
Dude, how many times have you taken like a company dinner?
No, not really. Company we event. Haven't done much of that.
Company event?
We've done some company meetings together, like everybody come in.
Outside of work?
No. Christmas party last year. Oh, yeah, I know. See, there's my problem. So I think I might have a solution to it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Every other month, we're going to close shop for half a day and go do something that is just people spending time with each other, not work related, every other month.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that, that was my focus this year, is doing more team things, but also obviously our end of things is a little bit more client focused, what we want to do. But it gets everybody out of the shop and gets everybody into the mixing and mingling piece, but they have to spend time with each other, but they also have to spend time with clients. So dude, I think that's a genius. I think it's a good point. I mean, doing something every other month where people get to actually experience each other outside of the office is massively important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to happen because I got good people everywhere, but I see them for what they are.
Yeah.
They don't always see each other for what they are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, God, why can't everybody just see it my way? Yep. Right. That's where my mind goes. I'm like, damn, we got a lot of other things going on, but that's number one. You can't make the team work well together. And I'm not blaming. So, you know, there's no fault.
Yeah, no, no.
Actually, there is fault. It really, I guess it's back on me.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to get it fixed, but it's an issue. We're going to solve the issue. Yeah, man. And we're just trying to grow. We're looking for new people to hire. We need more people on the team. So people aren't spread so thin.
Yeah. And I mean, that builds the camaraderie outside of the office. Cause you can be in the trenches, but that'll create a bond. But what you're trying to do is, you know, the after hour stuff, you know, there's a reason why, you know, basketball teams get together after the game.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not just the practice, but, you know, it's, at the end of the day, you know, that's a big part of it, man.
Cause
we're all social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start building up. I mean, I could only imagine, but I could only imagine what it would be like to have multiple different offices, not just one or two, but like multiple different offices. And then those people only working in that office, those are the only ones that those people are going to know. And then they've got to make calls out to everybody else, or it's kind of hard to have somebody else's back that you don't know.
Yeah. And on top of that, then we also have people who work fully remote.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, God, we got people everywhere.
Yeah, that's
got to come together. We got to build camaraderie. We got to build, but there also needs to be a clear why while we're doing this.
Right.
So we all come together as one on it. I mean, I got plenty of work to do. I won't be patting myself on the back anytime soon. I know that.
Yeah, but it sounds like you've got the game plan in place.
Yeah.
You got the game plan, so it's about execution. Yep. But yeah, I think we're a little bit different on where our struggles are at the moment. Mine are just trying to get people up to speed. It's like a continuous thing where some people get on the wagon and they start moving, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got the other folks that say they want to get on the wagon but don't start moving. And that's something that I'm starting to notice a little bit further in depth is the people who say they want to carry the bricks, but don't actually carry the bricks.
Yeah.
How do you bring those people up to speed without, we have weekly accountability and we've had to change that of how we were doing it, because it was getting diluted. But now it's like, how do you bring those people up to speed?
It's a great thing. I mean, well, one thing I have tried to do now is when I got somebody new and says, hey, give me, as you put it, I'll carry the bricks. Man, we're about to see. Like, either you're either going to do that or I'm going to blow you out. One of the two. I'm going to blow you out. Also, I've realized I can't be responsible for all training. So I do very little of the training now. I have key people who do the training. And then on top of that, I also have I have a very clear guide of how we do business with reference guides, training videos, and then lastly, they have their monthly accountability that goes through the month where everything's tracked. So we inspect what we expect.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I think it's the first one for me is being able to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Because we have like a 90-day policy where we try to get you up to speed. And I'm noticing on one of the folks that we've got, two of the folks that we've got, it's I want to carry the bricks for one of them, but then all the other shit gets in the way of them actually carrying. And then the other side, or the other one, it's like you're looking at me, you know what I'm saying, but something's not computing. And then when I ask you to repeat it back to me, it's just like something's not connected.
Yeah.
So trying to get past working on my own communication skills, I guess, but it's definitely interesting to see, like, as you start building a team, and as you start putting people into play,
mm-hmm.
and having to pull other people out, it's interesting to see how the dynamic changes at the team. That I wasn't privy to necessarily.
Yeah.
Until you start changing enough things, you know, everything kind of stays the same.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the team dynamics always change or can always change, right? That's why it's important to stay focused on your key areas, your why, right? What your goals are. So it keeps bringing people back to that center spot, right? Like, it's yeah. like you're taking a journey and you never reference the map. If you don't constantly talk about the map and where you're at and where the hard lines are, like, then you're gonna miss it, right? You're gonna get way off course. So that's important. That's really important. It's one of the most key pieces. I mean, if you got people who they're not working well together as a team, or they don't understand where they're going, I mean, eventually, I mean, it's gonna all trickle back down to your clients.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You put your clients first by making sure everything rolls down to, because it's all going to go back down to them anyways.
Right.
So if you're getting those things lined up, accountability, what you expect, all that, it all comes back to affect the client, negative or positive.
Yeah.
But if I can give anybody information, I mean, or help guidance on as you're building out teams and how you're delegating those things, like, do yourself a favor. Take it from me. How about that? Like, be as precise as you can in expectations. Like, don't just wing it. It's what I did for a long time. It's horrible because your people who are really, really dialed in with you will get it. And those are going to be very, very few. Everybody else won't get it to the same level. Then you're going to get frustrated at the people that don't get it to the same level. Well, the one person who did get it's probably because they've been working beside you for 5-6 years and they just know you well enough to know, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't be short-sighted like that. It's you, it's not them. So be clear on what you expect, how you expect it, demonstrate it, like show them, watch them do it, give feedback to that. And that will be a game changer. It'll save you so much time and headache and frustration through all of it if you'll just do those things.
Yeah. That's an important point, is being able to one, have the accountability and make sure that it is the accountability that you want it to be and that it needs to be.
Yeah. Right?
Because that was something that we got sidetracked on, was a lot of the accountability that I was pushing on my end for each individual person was, it wasn't just professional. It was personal as well. And so when you mix the two inside of an accountability meeting, it can get diluted with over personal, right? In the sense of, okay, well, we start focusing on all the personal items that you're taking care of, but we miss the professional. And then we finish out that meeting, and then it's like, oh shit, we didn't talk about numbers. We didn't talk about da 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 da. And so that's where I was seeing a lot of my my accountability was just focused on trying to make them a better person, right? From their own perspectives of what they wanted and what they were looking for, that I was misunderstanding that if we actually take care of the business side of things, it solves a lot of the personal problems that they're having.
Yeah.
And so just getting diluted and then not bringing it back to that star point.
Well, and I will add one last thing is, you know, if you're investing in people too, like, make sure you're also spending time and developing them into just a better person, right? Yeah. The people who cared about you invested to make you a better person. Now, you can't run around and be everybody's mom and daddy. Right. You can't do that, all right? But I want to work on building my people professionally, but also in their personal lives. I mean, like, you know, I'm big on talking about money and budgets and all that. Like, own your money. Don't let it own you. Like, and when it owns you, it's owning you through debt and stuff like that. So, like, I talk through stuff where I've made mistakes, where I've gotten better, where I've tried to be smarter. Give them guides, give them tools, things I personally use. Go through that stuff and help them. I mean, I've looked at lease agreements for employees, loan agreements for employees. I've helped them make decisions on stuff just as a friend, right?
Right.
So, like, make sure you're investing in your people. Take time and know it. And last thing to that, know which ones you're wasting time on that just they have it's not reciprocated.
Yeah. And that's another big point, is understanding where you're wasting the time.
Yeah.
Understand where you're wasting the time. And where the time that you're investing is not being reciprocated.
Yeah. For sure.
So that's a deep point to kind of go into, but I think both kind of have their ups and downs, but it's about making sure that you are editing and paying attention to what things are working or what's not working, and being able to pivot based off of where things are and where you need to be.
Yeah. So, especially if you're a creature of habit, man. I mean, like, I am so much creature of habit. I can come in here in my little cave, stay here forever, right? Yeah. Not interact, nothing. I'm good with that. But, like, I own the company. I know where I'm at in my career, where I'm trying to take it. I've done this for a long time. Like, your people don't have that same thing.
Yeah.
So don't take that from them. You know, make sure you're instilling in them. Show them the way. So you're not just going, well, I'm good. I mean, it makes sense. I'm happy to come in here and work every day. Yeah, you're at the top.
Yeah.
You know, or the manager somewhere, they're wanting to eventually get to a higher level, right? Like, help show them the path, man. Shine a little light on that shit.
Yeah. And that's a good point. To be able to look at the greater scale of where they want to be and how they want to be there and when they want to be there, but then also being able to say, like, there's a path.
Right.
Right. Well, cool, man. Anything else you want to add to that?
Dude, I think we put a bow on this thing.
Yep. So with that being said, guys, appreciate all of your support. from the podcast to holding us accountable to our sponsors over at Jocko Fuel and Origin USA. It's definitely been awesome to kind of see how you guys have been really supporting them. With that being said, when you do go to their website, put in the code GRIND10, GRIND10, at checkout and save yourself 10% off, and it goes a long way.
That's right.
With that being said,
grinder out.